Summer will be here before you know it, and you want your kids water ready. The Atlanta Swim Academy has a proven program for a safer, stronger swimmer. They've been serving Metro Atlanta for more than 39 years. Check them out online at AtlantaSwimAcademy.com. I'm Gina. Here's three things you need to know today. The TSA is ramping up for the spring break season, giving some tips and tricks to help travelers get through the screening process a little easier. Leave earlier, naturally. And make sure your liquids in your carry-on meet the guidelines. And have your boarding pass and ID ready. But it's not all the TSA is working on. In Las Vegas, some travelers are getting to go through the all-new self-screening system. And it was made right here out of Marietta. This first prototype is the first of its kind called Innovation Checkpoint. And its design is a self-guided process that allows travelers to go at their own pace. So far, it is working well out in Sin City. And it must be a Tech Tuesday because something else just landed, so to speak, in the hand scanner, and they're popping up in fast food joints around the country. It's kind of gross to think that only 33% of workers wash their hands before touching our food. It's why a lot of cross-contamination happens and people get sick. The hand scanner helps to change that by letting employers know if, in fact, their employees have washed their hands. It's also sad that we've had to come to this, but already they're popping up in Taco Bell's and Arby's and some 10,000 Resties, and their employees are about to be scanned. Boom! Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. Finally, while we're here on Tech Tuesday, we are one step closer in bringing back the woolly mammoth. But do we really want to do that? A $1.5 billion startup just had a major stem cell breakthrough. And Colossal Biosciences says it's created elephant cells that can be reprogrammed to make other cells. And they are recreating the woolly. Some of the biggest, brightest minds are on this project, including Harvard genetics professor George Church. Not to worry, we won't see any baby mammoths anytime really soon, but again, do we really even want to? I'm Gina. Those are the three things you need to know today. Just being around those trees right now can help you reduce stress. But what if they fall on your house or your car? Boom, that stress comes back with a vengeance. It's why you need my friends Dawn's Tree Service and their phone number on the ready. If a tree falls, you now know who to call with a free estimate every day of the week. And if you mention that you heard it here, you get 10% off. 770-413-TREE.